following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Family, I hope you guys are doing well. It is Tuesday, July 28th, and here we are at the last, just the last couple days of July, and what a summer so far it has been. Here at the church, we've been doing the Resonance concert series, where we've had special musical artists come up every Wednesday night, and we've fellowshipped together, where we've had a taco truck outside. We've been outside being socially distant from each other and just kind of keeping it safe. So I would encourage you that if you haven't participated in that just yet, go ahead and come on by the church on Wednesday nights for that. It's a lot of fun. Also on Sunday mornings, you can also come to the church on Sunday mornings for service or on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And we love to see the faces. Just make sure you bring your own beach chairs or blankets as you come to the church. It's just great to be around people, even though we have to be doing it outside. And there's some benefit to doing it outside. It's kind of comfortable. It's a little bit more relaxed and it's really nice. Hey, as you know, on Tuesdays, we talk about Christian living and what's it mean to actually live as a Christian. Or let me put it this way, what's it mean to live connected to God? What's it mean to live by His Spirit, to actually walk in His Spirit during these really difficult times that we're all trying to navigate? You know, and as we think about walking by God's Spirit and thinking about, like, what does that mean? That means that we need to pay attention to everything that we are doing from the moment to moment and making sure that that is a reflection of the kingdom of God or of God Himself, that we are actually modeling Christ in everything we do. Now, if you're like me, these times can be really frustrating to walk through, because I would say for me, as I go through this time, I am concerned about the upcoming school year with my children, exactly how that's all going to go, the places that they can go to, the places they cannot go to. I'm concerned about the weather changing. What happens when the weather changes? Do we have to go back inside? Can we even meet when it gets cold outside? How are we going to do this? I get concerned about what's the upcoming Christmas season and holiday season going to look like? Are we going to be able to do the traditional gatherings that we do during the holiday seasons? And my mind can get filled with a lot of worries and concerns, I would say, about tomorrow. And that's actually very much how I think. I like to plan ahead for things. And sometimes that's really helpful. Other times it's not helpful at all. And it's actually could be a really big problem. And I know that during this season, the Lord is kind of speaking to me and kind of causing me to ask myself some questions about how I go about my day to day and my week to week. And I just continue to hear that voice. And I read in His word, really like the words of Christ saying, like, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough concerns of its own. We need to first worry about really today and seeking first the kingdom of heaven, because we shouldn't be worrying about the future too much. As people connected to God's Spirit, we should be reminded that, man, it doesn't matter what the future holds. What matters the most is who are we in the moment today, because we're not promised tomorrow. As you would read in the book of James, you know, what is life but a vapor, right? And it's here today and it's gone tomorrow. And when we make so many plans and so many schemes of the things that we're going to do, our minds can end up focusing so much on our plans, we can forget about who we are to be during this time. So quick encouragement before we get into the word this morning is make sure that in all that you do, that you are focusing first on the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of love. It's the kingdom of joy. It's the kingdom of peace that's only experienced and understood by His Holy Spirit. It's only understood when you have that spiritual connection with the Lord. It's not just a matter of doing things or going places. It's a matter of being an individual that reflects the very light of God, right? So, with that being said, let's go to the place where we find all of our instruction for being and for living, and that is the Scriptures. If you have your Bible, grab it and go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to look at a verse here. It's going to be 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Now, before I read that, just know in the books of Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy, great books, the Apostle Paul is giving some instruction to Timothy. And he's a man that Paul is discipling, mentoring, and raising up to be a church leader. And there's all kinds of instruction in 1 and 2 Timothy that Paul is giving to Timothy that we can look at Paul's instruction to Timothy and we can say, wow, there's some really important information for me to know in this, because all Christians, to some degree, are leaders. You're leaders within your community, you're leaders within your household, you're leaders within your neighborhood. You can be somebody that leads someone else to the light of the Lord. And so the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, those letters, are great books to study, because you should understand how to be a leader, even if you're not in a traditional leadership spot, okay? So here's one of the instructions that Paul is giving to Timothy, and this has very much to do with Christian living. He's telling him the importance of sound doctrine, sound teaching, and then we go to this verse here where he talks about the importance of the scriptures themselves. And we're going to talk about one word in here that might be a little uncomfortable to talk about or to understand. But it's very, very important for the Christian to understand this. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, meaning all scripture, Old Testament, New Testament. And we believe that all scripture, that God has inspired men to write these words down, which tell one complete, harmonious, cohesive spiritual message. It communicates one large message to all of us. And it talks very much about our mind and heart. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Now, doctrine's not a scary word. Some people hear doctrine and they think, oh man, that's one of those big words, a lot of things to understand. Doctrine's really simple. Doctrine is only making sure that we have all the key parts of the story in order, which means we understand who God is, who His Spirit is, the Holy Spirit, the nature of who Christ is, and our role as Christians. That's all that doctrine is, right? It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteous living. So all scripture is given that we may be able to live rightly. That's the point. That's the purpose. God's communicating His message to me and to you to make sure that we are living rightly or righteously. Now, there's one word in here that is kind of uncomfortable to hear sometimes. It's uncomfortable for me when I have to look at it, I have to hear it, or I have to think about it. And it's that word correction or rebuke and correction. You know, when we open up our scriptures and we do our daily devo, sometimes we could read stories in there that make us feel really good. They bring this warm feeling to our mind and to our heart. And God's word does make us feel good. It should make us, we should be filled with peace and we should be filled with joy. But because all of us are sinners and we don't have everything together, we're not perfect people whatsoever, and we all struggle with the typical things that everybody struggles with, which is the darkness of this world, and that invades our minds sometimes, we know that Scripture is good for correcting us when we go a little off course. And I was thinking about going a little off course, and this picture came into my mind about like an airplane. When you take off, we'll say from LAX, which is pretty close over here in Orange County, and let's say you're going to go to a place. We all want to go to Hawaii. So you want to go to Hawaii. You take off from LAX and you go to Hawaii, and along the way, you are going to experience some turbulence. You're going to experience some pockets of air where the plane's going to drop and it's going to shake a little bit. But the pilots in the front seat, what they have in front of them is this instrument panel. And in order to make sure that that airplane lands safely in Hawaii, in the destination that it's going to go, the instrument panel that's in front of the pilots tells the pilots all of this information, all these things that are going on, and that plane has to make thousands of tiny little course corrections along the way, which means it has to correct itself constantly in order to make sure that it gets to the right place. Well, I think about that and I think, you know what, that's all really scripture is when it talks about rebuke and correction. And sometimes we can, we can take off. We know how we want to live our lives. God set a destination for us. And the destination is this, that we are to be made in the likeness of Christ, which means we are to be imitators of him. We are to model him, his very character, his very nature, who he is. When we walk around, when we encourage our children, we are to model the very nature and character of Christ. That's our destination. That's who we are supposed to be as Christians. Well, and as we begin our journey and ultimately ready to land in that spot, we're not going to do everything right. And there's going to be many areas of our life that need to be brought into alignment and need to be brought into correction to make sure that we continue on the right path. And as we go through this season, this very turbulent time, sometimes turbulent times and struggles and trials, they put pressure on us and they cause us to refocus a little bit and maybe reevaluate everything that we're doing in our life and question, are we on the right path? Are we actually adhering to the Word of God and all the things that it corrects us on and it teaches us to do? Are we really going the right way? So my encouragement and or coaching for today is simply this. I want you to take some time today, maybe after this video is done or after you watch it, to spend some time and really reflect on your own life. I want you to be thinking about what areas of my life can I bring more in alignment with the teaching of Scripture? Whether that be your relationship with your spouse, the relationship with your family members, if you have parents living at home, or if you're taking care of different people within your house, your coworkers, the relationships that you have with your coworkers, the thoughts that have come into your head, to really take some time, do some evaluating and seeing, are all areas of my life really in alignment with the teachings of scriptures and how I should handle people? And it's actually pretty simple. To be in line with God's Spirit, right, is to do exactly what the Bible teaches us to do, is that we are to be people who love unconditionally, right? Because that was the love of Christ. We are to be people that are filled with joy, the joy of the Lord, knowing that in his presence, this is the fullness of joy. God wants you to be filled with joy, right? Don't be so downcast all of the time. If your hope really is in the eternal light of God and nobody can take that away from you, no matter what happens in life, find joy in that. Be filled with peace, knowing that, you know what, temporary things fade away, but the peace of the Lord endures forever. Think about his character. Think about the patience of God, how God is patient with us and how we're to be patient with other people. Think about the kind and gentle nature of Christ and how he was so kind and gentle, even allowed little children to come to him and be with him. Try to reflect that gentleness today with everybody that's around you. If you made promises, make sure that you fulfill those promises. As Jesus would say, don't swear that you will do something. Just let your yes be yes and your no be no. And one of the most difficult things, which I think this season is something that we really get to try out, it is the idea of discipline, is that when you think about the discipline of the Lord, the self-control of the Lord, the self-control of the mind and the desires, and remembering, you know what, Jesus, he modeled this perfectly when he was walking in the desert, right? And he was hungry and he hadn't eaten for many, many days. And he was tempted by the enemy to say, hey, if you're really the Son of God, turn these stones into bread, consume these stones. And Jesus said this, man should not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What an incredible demonstration of just discipline and self-control over the flesh and our own desires, is making sure you get into a habit of practicing discipline during this time. And by doing such things in your life, bring your life into correction with the scriptures. And God promises you know what, live by the principles, by the statutes, by the virtue of what the word communicates to us. And I guarantee you're not going to have to worry about tomorrow. You're not going to be so concerned about 6 months from now, right? You're going to live in the moment. You're going to enjoy the moment. And there is plenty of work that needs to be done today. So anyway, encouragement for today. I love you guys. We are coming out with our family schedule, some of the things that we're planning for August and September for the families of Refuge. I can't wait to put that out later this week. And I will talk to you later. All right, guys, have a good day and God bless. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.